running through your veins. When the devil smells you coming, he don't want nothing to do with that blood. Because he know that blood has sealed his doom. See, that's why you don't have anything to be afraid of or intimidated by, because you are under the blood. The death angel recognizes that blood. Jesus told them in the Old Testament, let the fathers put the blood on the lintel and the doorpost, because I'm going to send the death angel through the land of Egypt. He's going to kill all the firstborn. But when he sees the blood, see, I ain't got no business here. I ain't got no authority here, because the blood is on them. You know, when a leper was cleansed, they put blood on his thumb, on his index finger, on his earlobe, on his big toe. And it was a sign of his cleansing. When the devil sees you in the spirit, he sees blood on you. But it ain't the kind of blood that has the DNA that draws him to you. It's the kind of blood that repels him, that he runs from, because he knows it was the blood that came from Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this morning. Tell somebody, I'm under the blood. That's why the devil's supposed to be running from you. That's how David was able to slay the giant. Devil don't want you to know you can do what Jesus did. And greater. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know that. Now, I want to get to this. This is my point. This is my major point here. Go with me to Matthew chapter 8, 29. Isaiah 54, 17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have to know this as a child of God and not be wishy-washy, confused about your identity or what somebody's trying to do or some weapon that's formed against you. No, you are a giant slayer. You got to make up your mind and be focused and understand that nothing is going to prosper against me or defeat me. I might get knocked down, but I get up. Huh? I might make some mistakes, but I get up. Do you know when David had his mighty men, when they slew all the giants? They cleaned them up. That was it. Back then, the devil got so mad that in Chronicles, it says that he moved against David to number Israel. And David yielded to it, and it brought a plague on Israel. Amen. But even in that, if you read that whole text, God brought a blessing out of it. Amen. But the enemy got so outraged because David took out the last of the Nephilim, King David. That's why David was a bad boy. Amen. Giant killer. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 29, Jesus has crossed to Galilee. Two possessed with devils came out. In one text, they have one. Here they have two. They came out of the tombs. It said in verse 29, and they said, and behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Now, these are these demons, these Nephilim spirits in these men, and they're saying to Jesus, what do we have to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of God? Have you come to torment us before the time? God's going to torment them at a certain time, then we cast into the lake of fire. But they were calling him out as the Son of God. Amen. But see, he wasn't operating as the Son of God. That's why they said, have you come before the time? It ain't time yet. It ain't time for you to judge us yet. Have you come to judge us before the time? They were calling. See, you get a glimpse into the spirit realm where they're saying, this is the Son of God. But he wasn't operating as the Son of God. He was operating as the Son of Man. That's why he didn't send them. They said, command us not to go back into the deep, back into prison, back into Tartarus. And he didn't. Think about a moment. It wasn't Jesus compromising. He just wasn't acting as God, Son of God. He was acting as Son of Man. They said, suffer us to go into these swine. He said, go. See, they were trying to get him to act again, twisted this thing that they might be freed. He didn't command them to go back to prison. He could have as God, but he wasn't functioning or operating as God. He was operating as man. He said, go. They went into the swine. And you know the story. Okay? Now, go with me to John chapter 5. I want you to see something very important. If Jesus at that point had acted as the Son of God, he would have violated God's word. Do you understand that? It's important that you understand that. Had he operated and commanded them to go back into the deep or judged them before the time, he would have been operating as Son of God, and he would have violated God's word. God had given authority in the earth, as is today, to man. So only man can operate in authority in the earth. God didn't even operate in authority. He operated through man, yielded to God. How many of God always needs a man or a woman? He needs a vessel in the earth. He doesn't just wave a wand and do stuff. He needs vessels here because he gave us authority here. That's why the devil is roaming. Evil spirits are roaming. They have no rest because they have no right or authority. They go into dry places seeking rest and they can't find it. They'll never find it. That's why you are guaranteed peace in Christ here on the earth, because you are in your rightful place. Peace I leave with you. You're in right standing with God. You're walking in your authority in the earth. You have peace. No matter if a bunch of, see, they call them UFOs, but these are demonic spirits operating. People call them aliens, but they're just demonic spirits taking on forms. If a whole bunch of them landed in your yard, you go out there. I found this to be true because people are going to see things in these last days. You go on YouTube, you'll see things of prominent men of God that have videotaped seeing different things up close that you would think, whoa, I don't want to see nothing like that. But I remember, you know the story that I had when God delivered me from these people that were trying to take my life. And what I saw in the spirit, all day I hadn't seen anything. I hadn't had a clue. But when the time came and the Lord said, it's time for me to go home, the Spirit opened my eyes and my ears to hear things way over there and to see things. What I saw, these that were talking of me had the head of wolves. Amen. The body of men, head of wolves. It just started making a whole lot of sense to me as I was studying this a while, just here recently. I understood it, but it really made sense now. Their mouths were dripping as wolves, ready for a prey. But I could see in the spirit that these enemies were ready. They thought they had me. Had God not opened my eyes and ears, I wouldn't have had a clue what was going on. But I saw in the spirit these evil spirits. I've had dreams before, and some of you have probably seen this before too, where dreams about people. And part of them was a person and part of them was a horse. Now this sound crazy to some people, but there's some significance with this. Because these are how these Nephilim spirits manifested. They had intercourse with animals as well. They perverted animals. I mean, the entire creation they perverted. That's why the flood came. To destroy them. That's why God would tell them when they went into Canaan, kill everything. Because the children are Nephilim children. Animals have been defiled by them. Amen. The gene pool is nothing. Kill it all. Amen. Don't leave anything. Let nothing remain. Amen. And people think God was cruel. No, no. He was wiping them out. Amen. That man might continue on. Amen. We have authority on earth. Jesus had authority on earth because he was the Son of Man. I got to give you this. Are we in John chapter 5? Amen. Let me get there. John chapter 5 and verse 26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Look at verse 27. And has given him authority to execute judgment in the earth. Let me add that. Because he is the Son of Man. Where did Jesus' authority to execute judgment in the earth come from? His being the Son of Man. Had he not become a man, He'd have had no authority in the earth. But because he became a man, he had authority to execute judgment in the earth. Because we are men, God has given us authority in the earth to execute his judgment, to pull down strongholds, cast out devils, take territories back, heal the sick, raise the dead, open the eyes of the blind, restore everything that has been broken and destroyed. You have authority because you are a son of man. Two perfect pictures, and I close here. Number one, Jesus showed exactly what God is like. And number two, he showed us exactly what man would do if he believed the truth about who he is in relation to God and yielded to the Holy Spirit. He revealed a perfect picture of who God is, but he revealed a perfect picture of what man is if he would yield to the Holy Spirit. That's what gave him authority in the earth. He said, all power in heaven and earth now are given unto me. And lo, I give you power. Now we have this authority. My question is, what you going to do with it? You going to slay some giants? Come on, you going to slay some giants? I can see some of y'all right now, just like me in that boxing ring. When the bell rang and I stood up and I saw my opponent, it sent a shiver down my spine. But the Holy Ghost had me in there. I wasn't in control. The Holy Ghost was in control. And the first punch, within 5 seconds of the round, my opponent was down. This year is going to begin a time where victories are going to come to you with ease.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.